Wow, I didn't know this was a whorehouse.
I didn't know this was a whorehouse. Woo-young is that type of person. Like, he would literally, if y'all are friends, like, I'm pretty sure they are the walking embodiment of, I had the blue slushy, you had the red slushy, we both have purple tongues. Walking embodiment of it, and you cannot tell me otherwise.
If you had blue and you had red, why are your tongues purple? I don't know.
Because depression cleaning.
You know, while we're on the topic of mental health.
Yes, because, you know, doing, like, being kind to yourself, but also sometimes that mental health is, like, just cleaning a little something. Like, just clean off your desk area, like, where you do your work. Just, you know, sometimes that can be a step in the right direction.
Yeah.
So, on that note, today's episode, which, by the way, hi, guys. Welcome to the Cool Jam Show. My name is Kate.
And I'm Taylor.
We're going to be talking about how the K-pop industry kind of handles mental health and, like, idols that specifically have said that they have mental health or, like, mental illness and stuff like that. Because there's quite a few. It's well known that there's... that the K-pop industry has a lot of stress involved in it. You work very hard. You have to practice a lot. Very little downtime. You know, you have to be, otherwise, you know, you may not be remembered. You know, if that makes sense.
No, it makes perfect sense. Like,
the music industry.
If you don't, like, half kill yourself to get more out there.
The newer groups to come out, like Gravity and ATEEZ and stuff like that, the way they see it is, if I don't get to BTS level, I won't be remembered. Mm-hmm. But if I don't do that within, like, the first couple years of my career, I won't be remembered. I'm sorry. Stray Kids, I hope, will never go as big as BTS. Why? Because, like, not that they don't deserve it, but, like, I don't want that kind of stress on them. And, like, I don't want BTS to have that kind of stress on them. However, they do have it, and they are handling it like a freaking boss.
And, I mean, TXT kind of feels the pressure of BTS because they're label mates.
Yeah, TXT, like, a lot of stuff is weighing on TXT's shoulders because they're the next in line. I won't say necessarily to, like, take the throne or take the crown, but, like, they're definitely, there's going to be a lot more eyes on them to live up to BTS in some way. And I also feel like it's the same way for NHYPEN as well. NHYPEN was literally born and raised into the spotlight. They started an island, they made their way forward. It's kind of like the Produce 101 stuff.
Mm.
So you had, like, what were the groups that came from Produce 101? I know Gravity. I know there's some members of Gravity that were in Produce 101. There was a lot of people that have come from 101, but more specifically, the group that came from the finalists of Produce 101 before they were split up. X1?
Oh, X1 was one of them.
because they also had like a female, they had female groups from it too, and they split up the girl groups as well.
IZ*ONE, X*ONE.
Yeah, and Hyphen is basically kind of like Produce 101, like you said, like X1.
X1, IOI, 101, and IZ*ONE.
IZ*ONE, yeah. Most of the ones that kind of have the one in them came from that like Produce 101 stuff. Mm.
Except for IZ*ONE, it came from Produce 48.
They're still a group though, so makes sense.
Well, I think IZ*ONE is disbanding, or they have already disbanded.
Something along those lines, but
101 disbanded shortly after. X1 disbanded because of the controversy, and I'm not sure about IOI anymore, actually.
Because I know a few of those groups were disbanding because of everything that happened with the show, and all the controversy that happened on the show. So that could have been what happened with IOI. But yeah, no, I feel like Enhypen has a lot to live up to because they were already in the spotlight before they even debuted. So there's a lot of pressure on a lot of groups. And I feel like there's a lot of pressure on Stray Kids to kind of like be a boy group, kind of like 2PM for JYP, because Day 6 isn't going to be that. GOT7's no longer with him.
Yeah, because he fucked that one up.
He's pushing Stray Kids to be the like basically the younger brothers of 2PM now, the way GOT7 were.
Yeah, well, mostly because of the fact that he couldn't control GOT7.
No one can. No, like, not no one can.
Yeah.
God. Jesus. That should have been known as soon as like they were cussing on broadcasts, like as soon like the very first time like they were bringing up other idol groups, being like, yo, this idol group is amazing, we're good friends with them, you should go check out their music, vote for them on Genie instead of us.
Yeah.
So, you know.
But, nuts.
That's just how GOT7 are, though. Like,
yeah. Oh, and then have been doing, like, better self-promotion than JYP ever did for them.
Dude! Oh, my God. I have heard not only that self-promotion, but, like, they've been having amazing just, like, comebacks in general. The music is good. The, like, yeah, just everything, man. But, yes, so mental health, whenever it comes to K-pop, is, it's a pretty serious,
like, it used to be not talked about at all, which is really sad, because, you know,
it used to be that way in the States too.
Yeah, I don't know why mental health is such a taboo topic.
I mean, mostly because, like, we think it's normal to, like, oh, well, there's nothing wrong with me, there's nothing wrong with you, there's nothing wrong with anybody, we're all just sunshine, happy, rainbows, you know, when in reality most everybody has something wrong with them.
Oh, for
sure. It just depends on how well you hide it, or how well you cope with it. I won't say hide it, but like cope with it.
Like most of the happiest, like most like funny people in your life are probably disguising their depression with their big smile.
The way I heard that, I know what you're talking about. The way I heard that was, sometimes the person that smiles the biggest is the saddest.
Yeah.
And whenever I heard it that way, ooh, that hurt. That really hurt.
Because, like, then you're thinking, and you think about all the, like, happy, smiley people that you see, or happy, smiley people you see. Mm-hmm. And it makes you sit there and reevaluate, and then kind of go, oh, well, maybe I should be a little sweeter to that person. Maybe it'll help in some way.
I've, in my personal life, you know full well what I've gone through recently. I've had other people, whenever I've been at work and they find out about it, and they're like, holy hell, how are you even functioning? How are you not the most horrible person in the world? Well, because I can't handle, I can't control it. So put on a smile, go about every day.
So, yeah, exactly. And K-pop idols are no different than that.
Yeah, they are, you know, meant to, that's why it's called fan service, is they tell us that it's okay. And they're supposed to be our comfort. But I know me and you have had a discussion about this before, and like, and I'll use Jimin right now is getting, Jimin from BTS is getting a lot of not so nice things said on the internet. And I'm pretty sure that's part of the reason why he hasn't done a live, is because he doesn't want to, he doesn't want to see the negativity. Because for some reason, a lot of people decide when there's negativity, they need to say it, when they should probably just keep their opinion to themselves.
Yeah, because, I mean, didn't your mama ever teach you, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all? Because I know my mama taught me that.
Oh, Thumper from Bambi. If you don't have nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all.
Exactly.
Oh, goodness. But yeah, no, straight up, if you do not have anything nice to say, please shut up.
We don't want to hear it either.
Yeah. Like, there's constructive criticism, and then there's just being mean.
Like for no reason.
Yeah. And I think a lot of idols, especially the ones that, like, make it pretty big. I mean, for God's sakes, look at everything with Taehyung. When they brought up the friend that he went to the audition with, his friend didn't get the audition, but he did. And he's like, I can't help it. I got in. They didn't. You know what I mean?
And I mean, don't you think he feels bad about that? Yeah.
Yeah. But at the same time, like, BTS might not have been BTS if that guy had gotten into the group and not Taehyung. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we wouldn't have our little alien. We would have somebody else.
100%. Exactly.
It was, you know, like, sometimes, you know, and it ties in a little bit to how I feel about, like, fate and stuff like that. I feel like certain things are already predestined. And then other things we kind of write for ourselves. Like, Taehyung chose to go to that, he chose to go to that audition with a friend of his. But maybe he was destined to get into BTS. Because, like they said, Jimin is his, like, soulmate best friend. There's a lot of idols that have kind of, like, said, they've physically come out and said that they have, like, mental health issues, or they suffer from mental illness, or maybe they just have a little bit of anxiety just because that's, you know, the job they have. You are kind of always anxious. You never know what you're going to wake up to trending on Twitter tomorrow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's the same thing for ours. Like, you know, we never know what we're going to wake up to and see that, like JK was supposedly spotted with some girl. Turns out it was just Namjoon in a wig. Like, we never know. Wig. Yeah, it's just Taehyung in a wig. Yeah. But I mean, it's like anybody, if they even get a little small crumb of something, they will take that and turn it into something huge. And you never know what that's going to be. And you never know whether or not, like, just because, like, you may know it's not true. You as a person may know it's not true. So I could look at you and say, no, you absolutely despise your sister. You never want to be around her. You personally know that's not true, but I could go out and tell 15,000 people that that's exactly what it is. If you can get back to her, she'll be pissed off at you.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, yeah. And you know, it's not true. So now you two are on the outs and you're trying to talk to them. They don't want to hear it because 15,000 other people have already told her that, like,
this is true. I hate her.
Yes. You know what I mean? So that's the situation. What is, like, Dispatch will take this one little crumb. It doesn't even necessarily have to be true, and yeah, run with it. So, you know, and blog spots will pick it up like crazy. That's the reason we don't talk about rumors here.
Yeah.
Do you hear me out there in the webosphere? We don't talk about the rumors here.
We're not trying to further the spread of like false information.
No, if there hasn't, like, if we don't know it to be like absolute fact, and it comes from the company itself, and I
or
mean,
the
like,
person's
if it,
mouth themselves, like JK's, yes, the eyebrow blingies are an actual piercing now. Yeah,
yeah.
Oh yeah.
Which, by the way, that is the most Gen Z. We're gonna, like, I'm gonna divert for just one second. JK, okay, anyone who saw his last V Live, I think we all know the story of it now, but he was discussing why he decided to go ahead and get it pierced. He was tired of putting the little stick-on glue gemstones on his eyes or on his face. So he just decided to shove a bar through his skin.
Very Gen Z. Very millennial too, honestly.
Yeah. Late
like
millennial.
Younger millennial Gen Z thing.
Me?
Hi. I would do that.
You're still somewhat middle of the pack. 93? That's still somewhat middle of the pack. 96 is right there at the end.
Yeah. Although I was told a little while ago that as far as millennials go, I'm a baby millennial. And I was like, oh, gee, thanks.
I'm a baby millennial. excuse me, I'm nearly 30.
Yeah. I was like, how dare you tell me I'm a baby millennial? I'm almost 30. The only time I'll actually be like, yeah, I'm almost 30 without going.
No, like, legit, my older brother is an elder millennial. He was born in 1985. I'm a baby millennial at 90, like, born in 96. Like, there is no in between. So I did see one thing though, that like they can't tell where 96 goes. 96 is one of those swing years. Some people put it in millennial, some people put it in Gen Z. Here's my criteria for myself. I was raised by an elder millennial. I have millennial energy. I act like a millennial. I have Gen Z younger siblings that I wasn't around for very long. I was raised by a millennial and a Gen Xer. Okay.
You got like me, who I'm apparently a baby millennial. What?
With Gen Z siblings.
I was raised by Gen X, and I have Gen Z siblings.
You're also the oldest. So what I would say, like my my thing on it is your younger sister, Booger is a year older than me, isn't he?
Mm.
Okay. So his older sister being a millennial and him being born in 95, I would consider him a millennial. Yeah. Whereas your youngest sibling
is as old as JK.
Yes. She is a 97. She is a Gen Z. However, she has a lot of millennial traits because she was around a millennial growing up. So she would have been watching reruns of Barney or like reruns of Teletubbies, reruns of Sesame Street that like you would have been watching. So she knows your childhood slightly.
Yeah.
There's what? 4 years in there?
Mm.
Yeah. You were about to let, yeah, you were still watching Barney and stuff going into kindergarten.
Yeah.
So, like, she would have known all of that stuff. She wouldn't have been old enough to really clearly remember it as much, but at least not as much as, which, by the way, that sucks. He's the middle child, also in that in between.
In that, like in, sandwiched in between a millennial and a Gen Z.
Yeah. Which, like, that to me is, you know, kind of funny. But that's where, like, my mindset is. You, like, I feel like if you're a younger sibling of a millennial, you're more millennial. However, in the other respect, where I have my younger siblings, she's a Gen Z all the fucking way.
Mm.
Lauren is a Gen Z completely through and through. I wasn't around her to actually help not make her be this way. She got a little better and then I moved. But she has, I guess it really depends. Like, if you're the older sibling and you're kind of a younger millennial, you kind of have a little more Gen Z traits because you're gonna, it's almost like you kind of lean a little more towards like what the current kind of going trend is versus, hey, my big sibling does this. Let me follow my big sibling.
Mm.
You see what I mean? Like, if you're the older sibling in, like, that swing period, you're going to kind of lean towards, like, what your parents are making you watch for your younger ones. Whereas you were 4 years old by the time Gen Z stuff was, like, starting to come around.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. I went on a tangent, but that probably will not make it in. Anyway. So whenever it comes to like how companies are like handling idols with their like idols. Okay, there it goes. Thank God. I noticed the lag in the thing. My Wi-Fi is being a bitch.
I thought it was mine.
Nah, it's on my side. Like, mine has been absolutely crazy the end of this week. Anyway, hopefully it stops because it'll be taking a break soon. But yeah, how companies are handling... Huh?
I was just going to segue into the...
Yeah.
Titles.
I'm sorry. How companies are handling, like, how company, like, so when they do give an idol a break, and idols who have taken breaks for that. I know.
What? Oh, no, I have. It's an Apple Watch.
Music. Oh, okay. So yeah, there's, so we'll go into like who has taken breaks, and then we'll kind of like how companies have kind of helped with that, because it does, whenever it comes to one of those idols, how his company handled him, and like I'll talk about their letter whenever he came back. But Jay from Day Six, who's still technically on his mental break. Yes.
I mean, back in 2020, they kind of all took a break, but
Jay's still on his.
And then we've got Mina from Twice, who took a break a little while ago.
Yeah, which I think hers was just like she was having a little bit of anxiety and stuff. But even a little bit, like, you shouldn't be having anxiety about, you know, going on stage and performing with your band. But I get it. Wow from Ace.
Yes. He took a break between the Down comeback and then their most recent comeback.
For Hire, yeah.
Which, so good.
The Hire, woo, yes. And he looked amazing. He looked really good. He looked really healthy for Hire. So.
And then, back a little while ago, Han from Stray Kids took a break.
Yeah, I don't remember when that was. It must have been pretty short, because I don't remember when it was. He hasn't been absent for a comeback. Mm-hmm. So I really don't know.
No, they must have just scheduled it just right.
Well, to be honest, do you think Bangtan is not going to, like, yeah, no. He would have all of Sriracha there to do a comeback. So then we have Juwani from Monsta X.
Yes.
I about said something.
And S Coops from 17.
Yeah, I think his was like anxiety. S Coops is the oldest of 17, isn't he? Or is he the leader?
S-Coops is both the leader and the hip-hop team leader.
Makes sense with a name like S-Coops.
And he's also the oldest.
Oh, okay.
So he is. He wears three hats.
Yeah, yeah. And then you have, I don't know too much about this idol. I just know like kind of the name, but Kang Daniel.
Okay, but Kang Daniel, he was in one of the Produce 101 shows.
Oh yeah.
And then the group disbanded.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although he had fans before he was on Produce 101, though. He was already a soloist prior to that. And then we've got Mingi.
Yeah, and that's the reason why I saved Mingi for last, is because... I was doing that too. Yeah, his... First of all, he just came back last month. Second of all, the way KQ handled his hiatus... plus he just did his birthday live earlier today. And I wanted to mention the fact that he looks absolutely adorable, so happy, so healthy. Like, I love the fact that KQ allowed him the chance to like heal
and
take all the time that he needed.
Yes. And in their statement, they said that they spoke to him, his parents, and his therapist to make sure that he was completely okay to return to ATEEZ. So he was always part of the group. He would always be part of the group. Eight makes one team.
Mm.
And like there is no man left behind.
Yeah. And I mean, even though he wasn't a part of the last comeback, he was still a part of the
record. Yeah, he was still on the record.
Yeah.
So, I mean, even though he wasn't part of the promotions and all the pictures and the photo books and cards and everything else. Which,
oh boy, he would have killed that comeback. But I'm glad he took the time that he needed. Just like the rest of the idols on this list and other idols that we haven't mentioned.
Yeah. There would be too many to mention if we just said, like, you know, every single one of them that's taken a break. Because there's also kind of a list of there's two main people that I want to touch on that have been very open about their mental illnesses. One of them, their company, like, their mental issues are kind of because of what their company did to them. And the other, he's just kind of always had, you know, these, but his music helped him in it. You know who I'm talking about already. But I whenever B.I. came out with his new album, and some of his lyrics were discussing his mental health and like how he had been feeling since everything happened with YG and that entire everything. So it's difficult to hear someone like B.I. who went from being the leader of a group and like being the one that everyone turned to him kind of burying his soul a little bit on a track. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're the ID there more than I am. So that's kind of why I wanted to. Yeah. You're the iconic. You're the ID. And you've struggled with mental health too. So yeah,
it was really difficult to hear that he was first off leaving the group, you know?
Yeah.
And then second off to hear everything that he went through because of having to leave. Mm-hmm. Like how he was treated and all that. It hurt, you know?
Yeah. At the time, whenever all that happened, I feel like there was more of persecute and ask questions later.
Mm.
At that time, which is bad for everybody involved. Like, there's no good about that.
Mm.
So whenever it comes to that, a second artist I wanted to bring up was Suga. And all of his August D work, and even so, like, you know, there's been a tinge of stuff in, you know, like some of the songs he's written for BTS, but most of his solo work for August D is in some form or fashion a, like, he talks about having anxiety. He talks about basically having bipolar depression, and, you know, like, look, like having that introspection on himself, which I feel like a lot of us can have. He's also talked about, he's also talked about it in Lives too, where he's said he's kind of like not, he had felt like he wasn't really motivated to do work and write music and everything else. And Big Hit really did back him on that. And Hitman Bang was like, let it be organic, let it come to you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm the stark difference between how YG handles it versus how obviously Big Hit Hybe handles it, you know, is going to be different. But I feel like we can all take a page out of KQ's kind of book. And instead of pushing an idol to completely break down, like, that we help them to mend their mental health, rather, or at least learn healthy coping with it. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Even in, and this just came to me because I was listening to Broken Me, but Broken Me has a lot of really dark emotion for Matthew. Yeah, really dark emotion for Matthew. That one's hard to listen to as well, especially because he wrote it somewhere after Jacef went into the military. Like,
yeah.
I feel like Matthew hurts, but, you know, he's kind of one of the older brothers. He doesn't want to show it to the younger people, or he's American. You don't show your emotions. You're a man.
Nah. One of the biggest things you learn in America is literally just push it way down until it doesn't exist.
Yeah. Or at least, you know, you don't remember it exists until... Yeah. I won't say little, because, like, obviously, if you have those feelings, you know, you want to get them out somehow. When you're a songwriter, as someone who, you know, I don't just work in production. I do write music and everything else. I don't necessarily publish that, but anyway, you write what you feel.
Yeah.
So. I mean, that's the reason why Yoongi was enticing is not the word for it. But, like, I felt an instant connection with him over all of, like, everything he wrote.
Mm.
So hearing BM feel these feelings that he's feeling, that sounds very cryptic. But, like, hearing BM feel this way about himself or with himself is very hurtful, because, you know, I wish there was some way he could feel like he could reach out to someone, and he probably does. He probably has, you know, somebody that's really close to him, but yeah. You know, sometimes men don't always feel like they have that luxury. Mm. And, you know, there's women too out there, but, like, you know, I know if I'm kind of like, if I'm in my moment, I can come to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I feel like it's kind of vice versa.
Yeah.
You know, when you're having your moment, you know, you can always come to me, or at least you should know you can come to me. We've had this discussion.
Sometimes I do the human version of, did you turn it off and turn it back on again?
That's just a nap.
Yes.
That's just a nap.
I do that often. Like, I'm not feeling great. I'm not feeling 100%. So I just, did you turn it off and turn it back on again?
did you turn it off and turn it back on? But also, did you stand under the big glowing thing in the sky? Did you drink the water? Did you
did you eat the leafy greens?
I did not eat the leafy greens. I hadn't eaten until right before we started doing this, so I was bad. I was very bad. Also, stay hydrated, people.
Yes.
I just everywhere.
It's important.
Hmm.
Not only mental health, physical health.
Yes. We say as we sit here doing a podcast.
Well, I don't mean like physical health, like don't be chonky. I mean like
don't be like, don't have a cold. Try not to.
I have a cold. I'm still getting over it. Whenever I cough in public, people go, oh, she has the plague.
No, I tested negative for the plague.
I have a cold, Karen. Thank you.
Thank you. Also, thank you, Vera Kamsa.
And just in case you were wondering, no, I did not stand under the big, bright, glowy thing in the sky.
I went outside and like it was way too hot out there. So I was like,
you go outside, no. And look at a tree, and then go, nope.
Yeah. I walked outside, a bird chirped. That was my outside time.
You're like, huh, kid, I'm going back inside. My boobs are sweating.
Yes! They missed out on the perfect opportunity to call it humidities.
They did.
Humidity? Humidities? About that. I will stay pressed until they change it. It is no longer humidity. It is humidities. Why? Because underneath our breasticles is about as hot as in a car. The acronym. Okay, well, you would still get in trouble because it's still what the fuck. It's still WTF, which can be misconstrued as what the so you would have to be like WTP, what the pineapple. My amber joke of the day.
What the pineapple?
What the pineapple? God, I love that woman. But back to the task at hand. I'll even go a step further. Some possible are they okay? So Victon was on an extended hiatus, correct? Quit yeah. Shaking your leg. You look like you're in the middle of a earthquake. the camera starts like doing this, and I was like, "Ah, she's shaking the bed." I was like, "There's nothing moving up here." It leg shake, anxiety.
I'm sorry,
but so Victon was on their extended hiatus, and you told me this about that. That's the reason why Hansei became a Christian and got a ton of tattoos.
Mm.
Because that was his coping mechanism. Am I saying that is... Because hasn't he gotten two brand new tattoos since... Yes, he has. Yeah, since the oldest has, you know, since they announced the oldest was going into the military?
Mm. This like really pretty like artsy moon thing.
I love it. Now don't get me wrong, I love personal body art. I think it's absolutely fine. I do think that is kind of his coping mechanism. But I don't necessarily know if it's healthy in the sense of always putting a needle in your skin. You're a perfect example of it too, madam.
I know. And also my ears when I get
Lupita. Repeat after me. We don't put a needle in our skin every time we feel sad.
Every time I get sad, I can get a new tattoo. Got it.
There will be more. Also, ooh, it looks really pretty on camera.
Ooh, she looked pretty.
I know, right? Also, that's like that right there is the reason why I said I respect JK's tattoo. That's all solid black on him. No. That's less than an inch away from the crease. I don't understand. You've got a
I've got my Harry Potter thing really.
Your Harry Potter is about where like the stalk of my flower is. That's about where it is. Some of my leaves get a little closer than the Harry Potter tattoo is. It doesn't translate well on the actual thing. But like that hurt. I couldn't ignore him doing the flower. I've had some parts of my tattoos that like hurt to the point where you're like,
huh? You know, another part where I respect the hell out of JK with his tattoos, the fingers.
No. And especially he got those done. That's the reason why they were still red. He was still healing when they got on that damn plane to go to New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
That hand was still healing. So he had to be wrapped up.
Yeah.
I don't know he had to have gotten that done because he also for all of that, he literally did wear a glove over it.
Mm-hmm.
And like, if I'm not mistaken, in that Bon Voyage, they made sure that JK always had like, he was always washing his hands. Now they said it for everybody, but like they always made sure JK washed his hands, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they were camping. He needed to keep his hand clean.
Otherwise it would have gotten infected.
They were taking care of their baby.
Mm-hmm. How much you want to bet every time one of the other guys saw JK, they were like, "Did you wash your hands?" And he would either be like, "Yes, I did," or "No, I forgot. Go wash your hands."
Okay, but like, why do I feel like they've been telling JK this since forever? Because like, he comes out of the bathroom. "Did you wash your hands?"
No.
"Go
back and wash your hands."
Or like he's almost to the kitchen. "Where'd you just come from?" "The bathroom." "Did you wash your hands?"
"No." "And you were going to make yourself food with dirty ass hands? Go back to the bathroom, wash your hands."
"You just touched your wee-wee with that." I can see.
And then he'd be like, "Ah, got it. We don't want penis germs on the cheese."
"No one else wants penis cheese."
And then now Junior should be like, "No! No one wants penis cheese! Go wash your hands!"
Since they're Korean, it's chili con carne. Oh, no!
And then the other guys just pop around. "Why are we talking about penis cheese? JK didn't wash his fucking hands after going to the bathroom."
Hobie just
Hobie just grabs JK's shoulders, turns his ass around, pushes him back to the bathroom
with his foot. Like, no. That man straight, he would not touch that man with his hands. Foot turn and kick.
Right in the buns.
And then Hobie himself would go take a shower after he's done, because like, I can't believe I was in close proximity to somebody who didn't wash their damn hands. Why can't we all just sit down to pee?
That makes me think about That makes me think about this one freaking anime that I watched a little while ago. It was the dumbest anime I'd ever seen in my entire life. But there's like
a lot of those.
It was these dudes, right?
Uh-huh.
And they looked like high school boys.
Oh no.
Like they were tall and all that. And they looked like high school boys, but they were in fucking elementary school.
Japan, why? Answer.
And it was so dumb. Anyway,
I have a lot of questions for Japan. I need to befriend Yuta or like Nikki or somebody and be like, yo,
Yuta,
why your country so weird?
You know what they would probably say?
My country's not weird.
Your country's weird.
My country you has cheeseburgers. From
America. Y'all put a tangerine in charge.
We may not all of us wanted that tangerine in charge. Thank you.
I didn't want him in charge.
I think that's one of the okay, but like, why do I feel like Nikki would say more so about the tangerine in charge? Yuta would be like, that's just how we roll, baby.
Yeah,
because he's been around Johnny too long.
Yeah.
So towards the end of this, our song obsessions for the week.
I have a lot this time.
Oh Jesus!
So, obviously the trend of having a fever.
Adios.
By the N-hypen. And then Rotate by Monsta X, because, you know. But there's this song by TXT that I can't remember the title of, and I've been obsessed with it. But, like, oh my god, whenever it comes on, I just, yes.
I understand that. I mean, TXT has so many songs that are just absolutely amazing. So I get, you know, not being able to remember the name right off the top of our head.
But like the song, I swear it's laced with crack. Like, it's so good.
It's not laced with crack. The group is on crack.
That's fair. They weave crack into their songs.
That's a big hit thing. Look at BTS.
It's fair.
Any more for you after TXT?
Yeah, like three more. Yes. I might as well just be giving like a short playlist right now.
Well, I mean, if people would like to do that out of the songs we're obsessed with for the week, like, you know, hey, let's do it.
Ooh. If you make it on Apple Music, I would be happy to listen to it.
Or on Spotify, and then I'll be happy to play with it. I'll be happy to listen to it.
But also, I have Paranoia by Kong Daniel because I love that song.
I don't think I've actually ever really listened to any of his like music, like straight up. I have to. I need to. There's a lot I have to do. There's a lot I have to do.
Oh yeah. And then Drive by Jin Young. Oh. It's so nice to listen to. Like literally while you're driving, if you just turn the music all the way up, roll the windows down. Such a vibe.
Yeah.
And then Excuse Me, Miss by Shiny.
Excuse me, Miss.
But yeah, that's it. That's it for me.
Let's see. I forgot the name of one of them that I was looking for. It's not the same TXT song you were talking about. So mine's kind of been like on par of like D's. I have been obsessed with Daisy by Pentagon. But also Daisy by Ashnikko. And Drive You Home by Jackson. The one where we were literally crying.
the music.
Yeah. But yes, Drive You Home by Mr. Jackson Wang. It's very similar. Like, I would say it's similar. So the music video kind of is a continuation of the whole Romeo and Juliet thing that he's done with Pretty Please and 100 Ways. So, and like, it made me and you cry. So, yes. Like, you and I were on the phone in tears. It was that good. So, 10 out of 10, completely recommend. Maybe don't listen to Daisy by Ashnikko until you're 18. Or older. I don't know who's I don't know who's listening to this at this point. That's fair. But yeah, is there anything else you kind of had to say?
No.
No.
Not really.
Gotcha. Well, about you?
We do have a TikTok account that we are starting soon.
Yes, we do. We're finally starting some PR, guys. Yay!
So we will definitely be giving you guys the TikTok handle very soon. In the next couple of episodes, and then we may be starting other social media stuff pretty soon too.
We'll definitely be getting some SNS stuff for people to interact with. We'd love to hear from people who listen to us, obviously, besides those that we know personally.
So be on the lookout for that.
Yes.
Very soon.
Yes. Before we close this episode out, I do want to say that if you are struggling with mental illness, or you're having anxiety, you're having depression, there's always someone that you can talk to, you can turn to. Even if it's us, like I said, we'd love to hear from you guys. We've got some SNS that we're going to get in, we're going to get out too soon. Even if you write into us, we'll see it. And there's always somebody to talk to, we're not going through this road, going through this road of life, alone. The best thing we can say is kind of keep your head up a little bit, and tomorrow is a new day. So just take a deep breath and do the best you can. And even getting up and getting out of bed and taking things one moment at a time, that's a victory. So we're proud of you even for that.
Definitely.
All right. We've been there. We've definitely been there. So
like those days where it just feels like such a daunting task to even get out of bed.
Getting out of bed, taking a shower. I mean, you and I were just talking basically right before the beginning of this episode about, prioritizing one version of cleaning, over another. Mm-hmm. So, which felt like, even if it's getting up, taking a shower, that's a step. That's a good step. We always feel like we maybe take one step back and 13 steps forward, but at least you took that one step forward. So we're going to keep taking those one step forward. Even if it feels like we're being backwards, we're still progressing a little bit at a time.
Just one foot in front of the other. And just keep swimming. Just keep swimming.
Remember whenever I said this one every year has, unicorns and rainbows coming out her butt.
So, you know, that like she'll be your little happy pill.
Or at least she'll try.
Yes. Yeah. She's a little happy pill. She's our little mood maker. So definitely reach out. There's always someone that'll listen. I promise. All right. I think we will end that here.
Thank you, guys. We love you. See you in the next episode.
Bye.